Welcome to Fab Talk with Trish M, prophet, pastor, teacher, CEO of Trish M Enterprises, author, wife, mother, and your podcast host. If you're ready for the word, the way, and the truth, then this podcast is for you. Get ready for another level in the things of God, motivation, inspiration, and empowerment that's going to catapult you to new dimensions. Hold on tight. It's time for Fab Talk with your girl, Trish M.
Ladies, I am super excited. The Fabulous Woman Mentoring Program is back open again. One thing that I know about all ladies, we have some form of fabulosity deep down within us. That's right. God has gifted us with so many things. And one thing that I also know is that life happens. Many times we can't overcome or tap into the next level because we don't have someone, a mentor, a coach, a developer to help us tap into what God has already put inside of us. That's right. I am here to coach you, to mentor you, and to develop you with this phenomenal program, the Fab Woman Mentoring Program. Join my 5-week mentoring program where I take you to another level of being the absolute best version of you that you could possibly be. It's me, it's you, it's other fabulous women who have joined this program from around the world who say, look, I'm ready for next. I know it's time to stop settling because I know God has so much more. See, that needs to be your testimony. This 5-week program is going to give you everything that you need. Week 1, I hear God clearly, woman. Week 2, the breakthrough woman. Week 3, or should I say session 3, the fearless woman. Session 4, the manifest your dreams woman. Session 5, the confident and the classy woman. And session 6, I'm giving you the curse breaking and never going back kind of woman. That's what I'm talking about. If that's you and you're ready to grow somewhere, then join us in this mentoring program at thefabwoman.com/mentoring. That's thefabwoman.com/mentoring.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the prayers this morning and this afternoon being answered. We know that God is doing something exponential and something so profound in this season. And one of the things that we cannot do is we cannot give up. The second quarter of this year, there is things that are going to be established. The second quarter of the year, there is going to be movement. The second quarter of the year, there is going to be an abundance and there is going to be a wealth breakthrough. And so we have to make sure that we posture ourselves in faith. We have to make sure that we posture ourselves to receive what God is doing. I speak a divine release of prosperity in our mind, in our body, our soul, in our bank account, in relationships. I'm just speaking that because I know that we're in a season of establishment. And as we believe that the establishments are being made on our behalf, then God is going to manifest. Today, I want to talk to everyone really quickly about the 4 F's that God gave me to focus on in this second quarter of the year. I pray that you guys take this. Don't take this lightly, but really, really stay focused because these 4 F's are going to help us not just get through this second quarter of this year, but these 4 F's are going to help us manifest the glory of the Lord. The first one, we cannot put aside our faith. The first F that God wants our focus on is our faith. And he gave us this in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence or the substance in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. And God God is telling us that faith is now in this season. You want to see manifestation. You want to see glory. Faith is now. You have to focus on your faith. Check your faith. This is where you have to do self-judgment on the level of 1 to 10. Where are you rating your faith in this season? On the level of 1 to 10, how would you rate your faith? Because you have to look at everything that's going on around you, everything that is happening. How are you positioning your faith in the midst of it all? How are you believing God in the midst of it all? God is saying faith is not later, faith is now. Faith is not later. Faith is not when things start looking like it's going to manifest. God is saying faith is now in the midst of no manifestation. Faith is now in the midst of the struggle. Faith is now in the midst of the frustration. Faith is now. God is saying these four F's that we have to focus on in this second quarter of the year has to include now faith. Now faith is confidence. Now faith is assurance. Now faith is hope. If you lose your now faith, you're telling God that I'm losing hope that it is going to happen in this season. I'm going to say that again. If you lose your faith, that's like telling God, I'm losing assurance. I'm losing hope that it's going to happen in now season. And you know, when that happens, a lot of times we say, well, this just ain't the season. Well, it ain't the season because your faith ain't in alignment with what God wants to do. God tells us because we that without faith, we can't even please him, but yet we want things from him. Without faith, we can't even please him, but yet we want things from him. I got to say that again. Without faith, we can't even please him, but yet we want things from him. Test your faith. Put it on the scale right now and say, God, in this now season, my faith level is at a, you fill in the blank, but I am pressing my way through so that it can be at a level blank. This is personal. Let's make it personal. This second quarter is the quarter of establishment. It's the quarter of God positioning us. It's the quarter that we're going to see manifestation and glory. If I break it down into months, we can look at the fourth month where creative newness, all of this, fifth month, grace, sixth month, we're coming into ourselves and seeing things like never before. So this is the quarter of establishment, but you got to check and see what your now faith is looking like in this season. The second thing that got to him, the second F, the first F was faith. The second F is forward movement. In the midst of what it looked like, sound like, or seem like, can you still move forward? Can you still press on? Can you still see vision? God says, and without faith, it's impossible to please me, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You cannot seek him without moving forward in him. Come on, somebody. You have to make sure that what your F in this season, your second F, is that not only do you have faith, but your faith pushes you to move forward because you know what's on the other side, because faith gives you the vision of what's on the other side. So not only that, we have to have forward movement, because without forward movement, we are showing God that we're hopeless, that we're frustrated, that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we get stuck in the middle. We get stuck in the process. And God is saying, now is not the season to get stuck in the process of what you don't see. He said, you're going to experience me. You have to have faith in me. If you're going to have faith in me, that's showing me that you're pleasing to me. And if you're pleasing to me, you're diligently seeking me. That shows God that we choose to move forward despite what's going on. We choose to move forward. In Hebrews 11:6, because you know that the testing of your faith is producing that forward movement. Where do I get that from? Hebrews 11:6. The testing of your faith is going to produce forward movement. Another word for forward movement is perseverance, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And so not only do we have to have faith, but your faith is going to produce your forward movement. Your forward movement is another way of saying your perseverance, because we know that the testing of our faith is going to manifest glory. Because why? We're letting God know, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to trust you in the midst of whatever it is I got going on. The third F, we talked about faith. We talked about forward movement. The third F is favor decrees. You have to have favor decrees. You have to produce, you have to speak decrees of favor. Job 22 and 28, King James Version says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. You have to not only have faith, you have to not only move forward in your faith, but while you're moving forward in your faith, you have to have favor decrees. What is the decree that you're trying to establish in this now season, that you're having now faith, that is pushing you to persevere with forward movement so that the favor can manifest? God said, if you decree it, it can be established. But watch this, go back to the first thing. If you are decreeing something and your faith is on a level 3, how can it be established? Because your faith, you need to charge your faith to go higher, because you're pushing yourself to go higher. God is showing, you're showing God, we're showing God that God, no matter what, we trust you, we're ready, we're down for the get down. Even if we fall down, we're going to get back up, and we're going to decree that the favor is going to chase us down and overtake us. Because it says in Job 22 and 28, that if we decree a thing, it shall be established. All right. So we got faith. We got, what was my second one? Forward movement. We got favor decrees. We will not stop decreeing a thing until we see the thing manifest. I got to say that again. We will not stop decreeing a thing until we see the thing manifest. You should have at least 3 things that you're decreeing in this season right now. At least 3 major things. I know we want to decree the heaven and the earth and the water and the from the rooter to the tooter, okay? But I need you to focus. You can't be everywhere with your decrees. I need you to have 3 core things that you're believing God for in this second quarter of the year. With those 3 core things, you're establishing something with the Lord. Those 3 core things can, if you're wise, cover a multitude of things. Okay, but those 3 things can cover all the multitudes that you're believing God for. But we need to be specific about what those 3 things are, because as we decree these things, it's going to cause establishment in so many different areas of our lives. And the 4th thing, okay, we're going to go back to 1. The first one was faith. We got to establish our faith. We got to judge our faith. We got to have forward movement through our faith, because our faith, as we earnestly seek him, is going to manifest perseverance. And then as we persevere, while we're persevering, we're decreeing some favor in specific areas of our lives. And now our focus is going to be on financial breakthrough. Our 4th focus, from faith to faith forward to forward movement to favor decrees to financial breakthrough. We have to focus on how we're going to break through financially in this particular area. Let me tell y'all something. For kingdom to make moves, there has to be currency. Currency is all about flow. If you're in the kingdom of God, you're moving and breathing and having your being, you need to have a financial breakthrough that is going to enhance the kingdom of God. This financial breakthrough, we have to make sure we understand that this financial breakthrough is not about us, but it is about kingdom. We have to establish, we have to focus on financial breakthrough in year 4, because it is going to help establish some things in the kingdom, and it is going to also help others that are connected to us. We are blessed to be a blessing. And the ways that we can establish our financial breakthrough, take your giving to another level. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats. This is very simple. Your vats will be bursting with wine. And so we have to understand that if we're going to focus on these 4 F's in this second quarter, a big part of this next level, this increase, is got to deal with finances, okay? So we're going to focus on finances. How are we going to focus on finances? We're going to focus on finances by increasing our giving. We're going to focus on finances by finding ways to be a blessing, because one of the things that we're understanding in this now season is that this right here, this now faith, these favor decrees, this forward movement is bigger than
us. It's bigger than us. And this financial breakthrough, the Lord said, you will have it, but you got to seek me at another level. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this thing, this particular thing is going to be added. So I want to challenge everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever it is, you, whatever level you are on seeking God in this now season, go to another level. If you're praying a little bit in the morning, add a midday ritual prayer, add a night prayer, add some more fasting, add something to it, because what you're doing is you're establishing that I'm seeking the kingdom while I'm seeking the finances. Come on, somebody. It's like I'm establishing that I love the Lord first. And because I love the Lord first, because I'm submitting to the Lord first, the Lord can't help but give unto me because I'm giving unto him. It goes back to the principle, give and it shall be given back unto you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, shall God call man to pour back unto you. And so it's going back to the principle, but we are being very specific, God. For the kingdom to make moves, we got to have finances. For the kingdom to make moves, right? Listen, y'all, Jesus is soon to come. Though things are shifting and shifting quickly. We are in an election year. There is a lot of cray-cray that's going to happen in this election year. But for the kingdom to continue to move in advance, there has to be prosperity in the kingdom. There has to be financial overflow in the kingdom. And so we have to trust God and decree that things are shifting in the kingdom for our favor. And as we do these favor decrees, say you, one of the things that I suggest to decree, my God will supply every need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So that is a decree over our finances. We have to enlarge financially so that the kingdom can enlarge. God is not trying to enlarge you so that you can have a new house, a new car. That is not the ultimate goal here. This, that's a byproduct. It can happen. But God's ultimate goal is first for kingdom. Jesus came and he had one message. It was about kingdom. He preached kingdom. Anytime we talk about finances, best rest assured that God is bringing increase because he wants to bless the kingdom. And you are a byproduct of, and I'm going to get blessed in the midst of it, okay? But anytime God brings blessing, he wants to bless kingdom. It's all about kingdom. Deuteronomy 8 and 19 says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm the covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is to this day. This is what the Lord is doing for such a time as this. The Lord is calling this good. The Lord is releasing this favor. The Lord is establishing something. If we can follow these four F's, if we can focus on these four F's, that is faith, that is forward movement, that is favor decrees, and that is financial breakthrough, we are going to see God like we have never seen him manifest in our lives in this now season, the second quarter of this year. I hope y'all receive that. I hope y'all receive that because God has given it so that it can be received. And if we miss it, meaning that we heard it, okay, but we don't really go home and put in the work, because when we get off of this line, it's up to you to go home and self-check your faith. It's up to you to judge your faith. It's up to you to see where you are at. It's up to you to go to another level in it with even more forward movement. It's up to you to make those decrees. It's up to you to focus on your finances by giving back unto the Lord and finding someone to be a blessing to. It is up to you, because those that do what the Lord is telling us to do will see God manifest glory at a whole nother level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope y'all receive that. Prophetess Teresa, you have anything you want to add to that? Because that is what the Lord has filled my cup up with today. And I'm just being obedient and pouring it out into everybody's cup. So,
amen. That was awesome. I am just excited. I wrote down all four of them and I made sure that I took good notes because I need to make sure I put my favorite decrees out there. I will encourage everybody else to do it. And I believe in, like you said, you don't have to have like a gigantic number of decrees out there, but start off with your three.
And with make your three.
You're faithful with those three. And so at the end of the quarter, you can see those three manifest for you. So that's all good. So I'm going to make
sure
to work on it.
I'm putting it in my journal, okay? If y'all ain't got our Pretty Dope and Fabulous journals, oh my goodness, y'all need this. I'm putting it in my journals. I'm going to make sure that I follow the steps, the four F's. I follow the four F's. I'm writing this thing down and I'm moving forward. And I just want to encourage everyone else to do the same. It is on and popping. God is establishing something in the second quarter. And I don't know about you, I don't want to get left out in the establishment. The enemy is busy, but God is even busier. The devil can never outwork God. He tries his best, but he can never outwork God. I challenge you to put God to work. He's waiting on you to put him to work. Amen. And you know what puts God to work? Faith.
Amen.
Faith puts God to work. All right. That's all we got, y'all. We're going to get up out of here. Y'all finish this fast off strong. We got another hour and a half. We love y'all. And we will see y'all next month. And Prophet Teresa, let's make sure throughout this month, let's throw out some reminders in the group every now and then about one of the F's. Hey, you know, F1F, faith, four, how are you? And let's start a dialogue. How are you putting your faith forward? How are you taking it to another level? How are you having forward movement? Let's create a dialogue. Let's hold each other accountable and so that we can share what we are doing and we can encourage each other in the faith to keep it moving, Susan. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll see y'all next month on our next prayer call. But also, we'll be talking in the chat room. So if you're not chatting, if you're not being engaged, shame on you. This is accountability, okay? And for those of you who are listening to this, because we're going to share this because I know this is a prophetic release for the world. If you're not in Prophetic Mentoring with Prophetess Trish Group, please make sure to join us. Request to join us today. We are about kingdom. We are about empowering the people. Amen. And we're about going to the next level. Amen. All right. All right. Everybody have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll talk to you all soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Fab Talk with Trish M. Do your girl a favor. Share this broadcast on all your social media platforms. Invite a friend to tune in. Help this podcast reach the nation. We all need Jesus, y'all. You sharing this broadcast helps me to reach the masses. If I'm blessing you, then bless your girl back. Share the broadcast. Give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. I got work to do for the King, and I need your help. I appreciate you tuning in to this segment. I'm looking forward to rocking with you on the next episode of Fab Talk with your girl, Trish M.